Hello there, Ween. This is the caretaker for the Louisville Ghost Hunter Society's official podcast, and you're listening to an excellent, scary, spooky, freaky podcast that's been put together by lovely people who care about people like me, the bony undead. But anyway, I just want to let you know that the Louisville Ghost Hunter Society podcast is available at www.louisvillegs.com or on iTunes. So, haunt your iPod today and get me in there, okay? Possess me by your iPod. Make me feel at home inside your little portable MP3 player. And of course, learn about the paranormal and get freaked out along the way. All right, back in the grave I go. But be sure and download our podcast and subscribe, because I'll miss you and haunt you if you don't.
Jolly spirit. Hello, this is Rick Hayes, Paranormal Communication Consultant of Life's Gift. Feel free to contact me at lifesgift.com for more info about your life after, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
You are listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug and Scott L.
Okay.
Absolutely. I agree with Keith.
That would be it.
Thanks to Keith for coming over one night and doing voiceovers for me.
I like that. I really, really dig that.
Well, Keith has a radio host. He has a true radio host voice, man. I'm telling you. He, you know, since the day I've met Keith, he's just... People have not seen a picture of him. He's one of our second Michigan field reporters, and he's about my height, built the same way I am, and he's got the same amount of hair on his face too. I think the guy's just really he's got that big thick beard, and he just has this super deep voice, and he talks like this, and and it's his natural voice.
Yeah.
And I've always been like, Keith, man, you should have your own show. He's like,
well, I've been offered by radio stations to do stuff, and I'm like, well, you should do something. But I had him come over and do some voiceovers, so we're playing with the audio and having fun and stuff like that. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
And you know what? I have to tell a story.
Uh oh.
This is a good story.
Oh, good.
It's a it's not the LP version. It's a 7-inch version.
Ah, perfect.
Okay, cool. So this will be really... A couple of months... Well, actually, 3 months ago, I got a call from this man named Mr. Mike McDowell.
I'm glad it didn't start with, I was born.
No.
Okay, good. So
I got a call from this man named Mr. Mike McDowell. I was on the freeway, and we had this nice hour-long conversation on, while I'm driving, right?
That happens to me, too.
Yeah, so, we're talking.
Hey, I just got a quick minute, so I want to talk for an hour.
Yeah, so
that happens to me all the time.
And we've done work with Mike in the past before. Mike is obviously from the Indiana Ghost Trackers. We've met Mike before. He's a wonderful gentleman. We've met him a few times, as a matter of fact. Just a great guy
all
around.
And I wholeheartedly admire all the work that he's done. Organizing Indiana into... just an amazing place to ghost hunt.
Oh, yeah. So a few months ago, I'm like, Mike, you got to come back on the show again. We got to hook you up. He's like, yeah, no problem. So I'm like, when I get down somewhere where I touch base, I'll sit down with a schedule and work something out for you. He's like, no problem at all. Cool. So I got some dates together. I emailed Mike. Mike picked the date out and said, okay. I'm like, cool, no problem at all. So I'm like, all right, cool. So a couple months go by, right? And I'm like, I'm in the shower one day, right? This is where the story gets interesting. Because I'm in the shower.
I'm scared.
Yeah,
I'm in the shower
I
one day,
suddenly
right?
paled.
I'm in the shower.
Has
but that's where I get a lot of my thinking done for the show is when I'm like, taking a shower. So I'm like thinking about, okay, so what's going to happen this month? Mike McDowell was supposed to come on the show. Why isn't he on the schedule? I don't get what the hell happened there. What's going on? So I'm like, oh, my God, did I make a mistake and maybe just forget to plug him in to the schedule or something like that? And I'm like... So, I look
so now you've got soap all over you.
Yeah, so I jump out of the shower, get soap
shampoo,
all over. There's soap all over. Yeah, there's soap all over the walls and stuff. I run to my desk, look at the schedule, and go, oh, my God, I screwed up. So I go to my email to email Mike and go, Mike, I've made a huge mistake. I'm so sorry, right? I open my email up, and guess who the first email in my box is from?
Doug.
Never. You are so wrong on that.
I know.
It's from Mike. He's like, hey, Scott, am I supposed to be on the show this weekend? I don't see myself on the website or anything. I'm like, wow. That's kind of weird, huh? So I'm like, Mike, I made the hugest mistake, and I don't know what I did. I just a brain fart somewhere. Let's reschedule this thing because I already have stuff booked up and whatnot. So we reset it up. We took care of business, and we have Mike on tonight. Mike, welcome to the show. I have to say sorry about my screw-up.
That's okay.
And I'm going
to
do everything I can. I'm going
to
do everything I can to make up for it tonight.
Okay.
Welcome to the show, Mike. Obviously, people that know you, lots of people know you. You are the president of the Indiana Ghost Trackers, and it's a pleasure, as always, to talk to you on the show. What are some new happenings with IGT right now?
IGT, we've got a lot of stuff going on. I think the biggest thing to talk about is that our project has finally come to a completion here with the Dead Whisper. If you go to www.deadwhisper.com, you can see the video that we've produced. It's part of IGT, the Indiana Ghost Trackers, and it's been done by Ronald James, who is a tremendous, awesome producer.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a lot of experience. And also Chris O'Brien, who himself is an expert within the paranormal field, who
mm-hmm.
is a cameraman on the show and is the leading expert in cattle mutilations around the United States. He's written a number of books himself. Robbie Thomas, who's a awesome psychic, and I don't, I don't buy into psychics just automatically. They have to actually prove themselves to me when I go out and I work with them. And Robbie is beyond reasonable doubt.
We're going to be having him on the show sometime, I think.
And Robbie's a great guy, and you know, definitely not a fraud in any way. He knows his stuff. I'm very skeptical of psychics, but Robbie is a good guy. He's impressed me. Also, Michael Esposito, who is a leading EVP guy here within the Indiana Ghost Trackers, and himself has put together www.sallyhouse.com, an awesome website just about Sally House and about investigations there. And also Michelle from our group, who's down in our Indianapolis chapter,
mm-hmm.
and another gentleman by the name of Chris from Northwest Indiana. All these people together, we did this pilot, and it's finally done. And I haven't even had a chance to see it. It just got mailed out this last week, and I've been gone for the weekend, so I'm looking forward to seeing it myself. But from everything I've heard, it's great. It looks really good. It's a real hard-hitting pilot. It's been turned into a DVD for sale for
mm-hmm.
people to view and see. And we're different because we're actually finding some really good evidence at these haunted places, and we're working with a psychic. I mean, alongside of us while we do our investigations, and it's real. Everything that happens is just so real.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really good opportunity for us to maybe pick up a pilot here to end up on one of the other stations,
mm-hmm.
and to present something to the public that I think they would enjoy seeing. So that's a little bit of what we've been up to. We've also finally scheduled our banquet for this year, Indiana Ghost Trackers.
Oh, really? When is that?
Scheduled an award banquet, and it's closer to you guys this year, actually. It's going to be in the Fort Wayne area.
Wow.
Really?
The Fort Wayne chapter has volunteered to host it this year. Graciously, it is a huge event to put together and to plan and to get the meal and everything squared away, but... So Fort Wayne is taking care of it. It's in Columbia City, which is kind of near Fort Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the fifth annual awards banquet that the Indiana Ghost Trackers has held, which is about just awarding people from our organization from Indiana from some of the great evidence that they've found over the year,
mm-hmm.
recognizing the chapters for their for what they've been able to do
mm-hmm.
Within the Ghost Trackers and also in the paranormal community. And just say thank you to people for everything that they've done this year, for making us the great organization that we are.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have been there. You guys have experienced that. And
I was to the one in Zionsville
a
couple times. And I have to say the awards banquet absolutely floored me. I absolutely – that event is such an important event because it is. You're standing up in front of all these people, and you're saying – you guys, are the members of IGT are doing such a phenomenal job, and I am here to thank each and every one of you, of course, but certain people have just gone so far, gotten like amazing evidence or really put in time, effort, energy, and just did so much for the paranormal community as a whole, and IGT of course as well, and you're up there thanking them, and that's really good to see,
right.
Wow, out of the president of IGT, wow, look at what you guys have accomplished.
Exactly. I mean, we're nothing without them. I'm nothing without the members and everything that they do. And this organization has grown from being 20 people back in August of 2000 to over 400 people around the state of Indiana.
Wow.
In the Chicagoland area who are all interested in ghost hunting. And we open the doors to everybody who's interested in becoming a ghost hunter and getting involved and being a part of real paranormal investigations. I mean, we do everything, and everything from just hanging out and doing a little ghost hunting to going out and doing the investigations at the private homes and residences and businesses around the state. And, of course, it is free. And, oh, back to the banquet, you know, by all means, we would love to have you guys again for our banquet. It was such a treat to have you there in the past. And if you guys can work it out for November 11th to come down and be with us, it would be awesome.
Let me think that one over. Yeah, we'll go.
We love you guys.
Twist my arm.
I'm there.
Well, I have, you know, these guys have. I think you were there, weren't you, Bonnie?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so Doug was there. Will was there.
I was there and Will was there.
I haven't had a chance to be there yet. So this year, I am going to make sure that I go. I want to, if you guys are.
You heard me talk about it.
Oh, yeah. I was a ball.
And I'm telling you, first of all, if you go back and listen to the archives, and this is what really leaps to my mind.
Mm-hmm.
When I was there, I noticed that even though I didn't get to talk to them very much, right, and I hung around mostly with, like, Terre Haute and Indianapolis, right? Mm-hmm. That's the group that I ended up hanging around with mostly. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get over to the table to talk to the folks. But the folks in Fort Wayne really had an effect on me. I'm like, they are having a blast. They're like the... They're animated, they're excited, and I just so their energy was so infectious that I actually talked about the Fort Wayne chapter, even though I didn't. I only got to talk briefly with a couple. I talked for like many minutes on the show about the Fort Wayne chapter and how cool they were.
Probably longer on the show than you actually talked to them.
Right, undoubtedly. But their energy.
I have a show to just talk about those guys. They're wonderful. I'm very proud of the Fort Wayne chapter. The members there. A lot of them have gone on to become corporate board members for the Ghost Trackers and regional directors and so on. Fort Wayne is just an awesome chapter. I can't say enough about them. Just wonderful people there, Jen Zemitis and Shannon Kuiper and Don Bowers. Wonderful people, as well as everybody in the chapter. It's just been an outstanding chapter for us.
And now they're taking on the awards banquet. Woohoo!
Yep, they're taking on the challenge.
Let's see what happens this year. But it's going to be awesome. And of course, this is not to highlight one specific chapter, but I noticed their energy and their love of the paranormal and their love of having a party as well. I mean, it's just incredible. That's so like GT, you know, ghostly talk. They really are like...
They do know how to cut loose. And
they do.
good
people. They were having a blast, and of course, I did most of my work with the Terre Haute chapter and the Indianapolis chapters. That's where, you know, the people that I hung around the most. But everybody, I mean, Lafayette was there. There were so many chapters represented at the awards banquets that I went to I'm telling you, it was just so it's an infectious event. It just really makes you
awesome.
Proud to be a ghost hunter.
I want to go, Mike. If you're letting us come, then I'm gonna come down there for sure.
Want you guys there, man. We wouldn't be a banquet without you.
All right. Well, I think we're gonna have to put that one into the schedule. It looks like we'll have to do that for
definitely.
Sure. It sounds like a good time. Anything else happening? Is there anything else going on?
Oh, okay. Well, we're going out to Moundsville. We're going out to West Virginia Penitentiary. We got that planned.
When are you guys doing that?
You're in
September 2nd.
November 2nd? Okay.
September.
Oh, September 2nd. All right.
You are in for a treat.
I think there's still a few seats left. I mean, for the IGT members and probably for you guys, too. I wouldn't imagine anybody would have an issue with you guys coming along as well. If you guys wanted to drop in on the trip, it's only $25.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a small group of us that are going. Shannon Simpson has been kind enough and gracious enough to put that together for us and make it happen. But it should be a great opportunity. We're really looking forward to that as well.
We just came back from there, 2 weekends ago?
Yeah.
Two weekends ago.
We went with
there.
Mountaineer Ghosts of West Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Polly Gears Group.
Polly Gears Group. And I'm telling you that you guys are in for a treat. That place is phenomenal. And you've got what, like, how many folks you got going? Like 20-ish or 30-ish?
There's about... I think we're just under 20 right now, so it's a nice small group. It's not going to be overly huge or anything like that.
That's the perfect number. Is when you get to the 20 range, and you know the the low 20s or upper teens of mm-hmm. people there, that's perfect because that's about what we had.
That place is gigantic.
And it's huge. Yes, you won't be running into each other. You'll be able to run your experiments mm-hmm. and avoid the bats.
Yeah.
Watch out for the bats.
Warn them, there are dive-bombing bats.
And we already know because we've ghost hunted with Shannon before. Tell her to avoid those bats.
Avoid the bats. Wear your hat. Keep the bats out of your hair.
Yeah.
But it reminds me of Mansfield. I have not been to West Virginia Penitentiary yet. I have been to Mansfield, and you know that the bats sounds familiar.
And I think they're worse at Moundsville.
They're like ghost hunting with you and suggesting things.
Yes, they are.
Push that button.
The ghost hunter's lot in life. You end up going to a lot of places that have bats. You know what you're going to do.
Well, there's bats. The thing is like, you know, some places we've been to in the past, I know there's been a few bats, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, a couple here and there, you see, oh, look, there's a bat. Wow, neat.
Right.
This place has, the Latin count group of bats. And they're everywhere, man. They're like gangs of bats hanging out in the corners, and they sit there and chirp at you the whole time and let you know that they're there, and then they fly by your head, like within, like, 2 millimeters of your eye socket, right?
And Scott laughs.
I thought it was fun, personally. I got a kick out of it.
I didn't mind them all that much either, but there were ladies and even men in the groups who were, like, absolutely
freaked out
ducking. And, you know, it was quite fun.
You will love that place, Mark.
Yeah, the bats, they never bother me, you know, but I think the thing that you always have to worry about the most with bats is to make sure that you take precautions and constantly keep your hands clean because a lot of people get really sick from that stuff. Herself got sick from, I guess, bat guano. She came somehow in contact with something and got violently ill a couple years back. So it's something that people need to be aware of whenever you're in those locations is to maintain some sort of cleanliness so that you don't get sick.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So take regular breaks and go visit the lavatory just to wash up real quick.
Well, it was so hot in there, I had to. I was going to rinse just to throw some water on my face and freshen up a little bit from sweating all night long.
Yeah, it was pretty hot. And then definitely, you know, take regular breaks. Also, when you're doing EVPs and stuff, ensure that you say, okay, you know, we have seen some bats.
Yeah.
So
I was talking about that the whole time we were doing sessions.
You know, if like something should pick up the recorder and carry it away and totally transport it, it's probably not paranormal.
And then you hear, I have the recorder now. I will take your recorder. It's mine now. Now then you'll know a bat's taking your recorder. So.
Wow, right. The Count from Sesame Street.
Pretty good, huh?
Recorder.
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
One, two, boom. Three,
the old jails are awesome. I've really experienced some wild stuff from Mansfield.
Yeah.
You guys have been to Mansfield, I'm sure.
Like 400 times, yeah.
It's such an awesome place. And we were there. We were three of the last people before closing up last year. We were wandering through the hallway, and I have this story I got to tell you. Walking there with Dave Edwards and trying to think who else was with us. Sarah Jones from the Northwest chapter.
Mm-hmm.
As we're walking through the corridor, we're hearing a clicking sound. We're doing EVP, and this is where the cells are and everything, and not too far from that shower room that we have a lot of stuff happen in.
Oh, yeah.
And we keep hearing this clicking. We see, and we're saying, if you're here, can you make a noise for us? And you can literally hear somebody, like, way up on the third floor scaffolding, and we know there's nobody there, just stop their foot really hard. And we're looking at each other, and it's 4:30 in the morning. We've done a head count. There's nobody left in there, and we're walking through, and you know, getting all giddy because we're hearing this tapping sound. Can you make a noise for us? Tap, 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 tap. And as we get down towards the end of this corridor, we had asked again if you can make a noise, and we heard another loud boom, you know, coming from the metal scaffolding.
Mm-hmm.
We get down to the end and look way up there, and way up, I guess it's 6 stories up or something.
5 stories.
Where the lights are.
Yeah, 5 stories.
You see one of these great, big, huge lights that's hanging down, swinging back and forth, like with some violent effort. It's like, you know, this is where the clicking noise is coming from. Nothing else is moving in the place except for this one light that's just swinging back and forth. It was such an awesome experience, and we just kind of sat there slack-jawed.
Yeah.
Going, oh my God. You know.
That was one of the lights in the ceiling, you said, right?
Yeah, one of these huge, massive ceiling lights.
Well, that's Mansfield. That's like huge. I mean,
I tell people all the time, like, you know, well, you've been to Mansfield, it's got to tell me about it. All right, well, I'll tell you about it. You don't look up when you're in the, like, on the main floor of the cell blocks in Mansfield, because you look up in the dark, there's nothing there. It goes that far up that pretty much everything just goes into blackness. That's how big this place is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So to hear that, yeah, it's amazing.
It's, again, it's like at like six stories up. It's this huge. I mean, it's hard to imagine this immense light swinging with any sort of anything but a massive force that had to move this thing. And I mean, it was just amazing.
I know myself, I probably would have been looking at that from afar, because if that thing could have came down, I'd have been like, okay.
Yeah, we did move out of the way. That's one thing I thought to do immediately is let's get out from underneath it.
Oh, yeah. But that's still crazy to hear something like that. You know, we've heard sounds through there. We, you know, speaking of West Virginia State Penitentiary, we talked about it a little bit last week, I think. We had some weird stuff happen on the death row block there. They call it the death row block.
Yeah, we heard sounds in the not emanating from the death row.
It was in that. Well, there's
the,
you know,
but that corridor.
Yeah,
that,
yeah,
that,
yeah.
Attached and yet cut off. From
so we're gonna give you like a little. Like, we're gonna give you some insider info here.
Yeah, hang out in there.
So here, I'm gonna tell you, Mike. Put your ear to the phone.
Okay.
You gotta go down to this block where the death row block is. I'm gonna tell you where it's at. Okay. Are you
okay.
ready? All right.
Yeah.
It's on. It'll be on the west wing of the prison, and you'll see a block of cells. And then you go through a door, and then you make your left turn, like a left turn after this door right there, and you see four cell blocks, right?
Uh-huh.
And that's where we set our stuff at, and that's where we started hearing these knocking sounds. Literally, after we're saying, hello, are you there? And you'd hear something just go bang, right? So we were, like, running around trying to find somebody messing with us, and we couldn't find anybody. So that's a place you probably want to check out when you go to the West Virginia State Penitentiary, because that was really interesting for us. I'll tell you more. We can talk more about it on the phone later or something like that when you go there.
Cool. We'll would like to hear more about what happened.
Yeah, for sure.
But and also, Mountaineer ghosts, get some really compelling evidence out of the what did they call that other wing, the second floor of the other wing, the it's like infirmary. Is that it? No.
Yeah, I think it was the infirmary.
It's the other side of the building, the other wing, and on the second floor. And they get just they really like that area. And then there have been reports in the cafeteria.
Yeah, we spent an hour in there.
Interesting stuff go on. So the whole place is pretty well haunted. Yes,
yeah, it seems to be
active.
Haunted.
I don't remember. I don't think I got any EVPs. I listened one more time, and I didn't hear anything. I'm going to have other ears listen to my recordings just
in case. For
sure,
definitely.
But I still had a fantastic time when I was there, and I know you guys are too. Definitely recommend, you know, any IGT folks.
They want to go to
this thing. Is an opportunity with a capital O.
We've been trying to get there for like 3 years. We finally got there, you know, a couple weeks ago, thank goodness.
Wow.
Mike, we got you for another half an hour, thank goodness. And we have a lot to talk about, I think, in the next half an hour. I asked Mike, right, like this week, I'm like, hey, Mike, you know, do you have any EVPs you want us to listen to or something like that, you know? And usually when I ask someone that, they send a couple over and go, yeah, here's some stuff that we got. Mike replies back with like 400 of them, like three separate emails. And I'm like, wow, okay, so I think we're going to spend the majority, maybe,
of
the next half an hour. Let's put it on automatic playback, and we'll just play them all. We're going to take a quick break, though. We have Mike McDowell from the Indiana Ghost Trackers on with us. We're having a great time here hanging out. Mike, thanks again for coming on the show. We're gonna come back here the next segment. We're going to talk about some EVPs these guys got on the Dead Whisper Project and all these different areas that the Indiana Ghost Trackers go to. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doc.
And I'm Bonnie.
We'll be right back after this.
Diana Avena from Roswell Ghost Tour in Roswell, Georgia. You can check it out at roswellghosttour.com, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
Hi, this is Steve at My Paraspace. You can visit us on the web at www.myparaspace.com, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
I make sure.
Well, my name is first alphabetical.
Well, that's how much I love you, though, Doug.
Oh, thank you.
People are like, so is it Doug and Scott L. or Scott L. and Doug? Or I'm like, Doug and Scott L. Always Doug and Scott L.
Alphabetical.
That's out of respect for the elders of this show.
No.
That you get top billing and any type of press mentioning we get.
Speaking of being old, next March is out. I'm not around at all next March.
Why is that?
Because he's turning 40.
Oh, it's a rite of passage, my man. That's all. I turned 40 in November.
No, you're turning 23, Doug?
Yes, I'm turning 27 again.
40.
I'm turning 32 next year.
Oh, I wish I were 32.
I'm turning 33 this year.
Yeah, so hey, man. Hey.
Amazing.
You're a kid at heart, Doug. And I think Mike McDowell.
And I think there's proof on the internet.
Yes,
now.
There is. Tom put it up on YouTube. Go into the Ghostly Talk chat room if you want to see the video from this weekend.
We'll link it up on the homepage tonight also.
Oh, great.
When we archive the show tonight, we'll link it up on the homepage for everybody to enjoy immensely on YouTube.
Fort Wayne, we are preparing.
There better be a hill there.
There needs to be a hill, anything.
Yeah, these are the things we need, Mike, if you want us to come down there and make an appearance.
M&M's.
Yeah, we need a deli tray, a full deli tray, and make sure you have some gabagool on there, too, all right? Because I like that stuff. And we need a hill, and need the green M&M's.
Green M&M's.
Very,
M&M's,
very important. That is what we need. Those are our terms, and that's it.
You got it, man. You got it.
Mike McDowell, I think, is a kid at heart also. Mike McDowell, we have Mike McDowell on for the Indiana Ghost Trackers, the president of the Indiana Ghost Trackers, and we talked about a lot of stuff.
Their website, of course, which is already in your bookmarks, is www.indianaghosts.org.
Oh, yeah. Check that site out. There is so much information on there for you to take in. Now, speaking of information also, Mike, I'm the segue king today, by the way.
Not bad.
I'm really working on these segues, man. I'm telling you. I'm wired.
Yeah, that helps.
I'm wired out of my mind right now, so I'm really awake. I was saying this on the – I think I said it on the break, or did I say it before we went to break? Or I don't even remember.
Either or.
Mike sent me like 4,000 EVPs to listen to here. So.
Well, you've got an amazing group. I mean, IGT is an amazing group and doing so much for the paranormal. You know, I mean, there's also a lot – either way, if for you, if a structured large organization, which of course has incredible amounts of resources and notoriety and the ability to do things such as producing the Dead Whisper Project, if for you an organization, you know, large like that is for you with the training and everything, that's wonderful. There's also small groups like Mountaineer Ghosts out in West Virginia and Terry's Missouri Ghosts, small groups as well. But for Indiana, the large group, thing, I'm telling you, the first time I met the Indiana Ghost Trackers, I was absolutely flat out 100% impressed.
Right.
And I remain that way to this day. I mean, you guys are doing phenomenal work. You're producing these projects. You are growing. You are doing just incredible amounts of work. And with all those folks out and about doing all this stuff, of course there's going to be thousands of EVPs.
Well, it's funny. I mean, I sent him that email, and there's a lot of EVPs there. Most of them were from one location in one night.
Really?
Wow. So you had a hot night.
I would say the vast majority of what I sent you was just from Manteno, Illinois, the old mental asylum, one night. We were filming the pilot episode for Dead Whisper, and the unbelievable amount of EVPs, and I just selected some of the better ones to send you because there are some that, you know, obviously they're not Class A EVPs.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really good stuff. Even some of these are kind of faint, but, you know, that's partly it. I wanted to be able to transfer really good over the, you know, over your show here.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I kind of tried to select the ones I thought might work out a little bit better.
Okay, do you want to...
Because I wonder what that means. You guys go into... Listen to the synchronicity here, right?
Okay, all right.
We're going to start this project, right? We're going to start this project. We're going to call it Dead Whispers. And we're gonna, you know, prepare this thing. We're gonna make a DVD of the whole thing.
Yeah.
We're gonna make it, you know, available for sale on our website. We're gonna take it, you know, do whatever. We're gonna get copies of it out there in people's hands so that they can listen and they can see what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe even, we'll send it out to the studios and get on one of them cable channel things. And
mm-hmm.
You know, whatever can happen. It's like the sky's the limit from this project, right? We're gonna start this project. So
yeah.
So they gather up people together, you know, assign roles and responsibilities and stuff, go out to a location, right? And I'm sure you debated over the location. And you go to this location that you finally choose, right?
Mm-hmm.
And bam, to start with, you get an incredible EVPs, like just
oh, yeah.
Right. Just the,
I wish we had
number.
That kind of luck, to be honest. The way
it doesn't work that way for us. But I mean, is that like a foreshadowing of things to come? I mean, is that like
synchronicity? I think so. I think that actually maybe the ghosts want us to succeed. Maybe that's
who knows?
That was their selection, their choice to, you know, make that happen for us that night or
mm-hmm.
those few nights that we did this filming for the. For the DVD, because obviously we had a lot of really good EVP, and you know the theory is that you have to be a little bit more tuned in, if you will, to start getting some really good EVP.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you know you have to be psychic or sensitive, but you become a little bit more tuned in, and you start getting more and more EVPs. And since I've started, the amount of EVPs that I've gotten has grown. I mean, if I go out to a genuinely really good haunted location, without a doubt I'm going to end up with a couple of good EVPs out of the trip. You know, it seems to be that way at least. And it's not saying anything, but you're a little bit more tuned in. And when I went out there, not only was I there, had I been there before and was comfortable with the location, but Michael Esposito, who is a very, very good guy with EVP and is very talented with working some programs and finding stuff, was there, as well as Robbie Thomas, who is an attractor to ghosts as it is because of his abilities.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of just drawn him in. I think the combination of the people was there just kind of helped envelop us that night with some really tremendous luck.
It sounds to me like it's right team, right project, a wonderful thing to do, and it just all came together. So let's hear some of them.
Okay, yeah. Do you want to start with the folder I created? I told you on the break we had this folder I created with these things. Do you want to start with the abandoned mental asylum, Mike?
Yeah, let's go ahead and start with Mantino. And for those who don't know, Mantino is an abandoned asylum. It's in Illinois. It was one of the largest of its time in Illinois. At one time, it housed as many as 12,000 to 15,000 people, I believe, and it could only reasonably hold about 9,000. It was just, they were overcrowded, understaffed, typical for the mental asylums, very horrible treatment. You know, the asylum didn't have the money or the know-how or even cared about some of the people that were in there.
Oh, my goodness.
And because of that reason, a lot of them were mistreated. But the asylum itself, a lot of it's been torn down already. I started going through there a couple of years ago, and the buildings were, you know, not in the best of shape, and there's a builder in there who's tearing them down and building houses. One building left, the Morgan building, this is the last one standing, that hasn't either been torn down or rented out and fixed up and turned into a business.
Okay.
And this is the last building we went through. And right after we went through it, they boarded the building up. They put no trespassing signs all over it. And they've been keeping tremendous watch over the building to try and make sure nobody goes in there.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just a tremendous opportunity that we had to go in there and capture this before that very building gets torn down and turned into houses. So.
All right. Well, I have this list here I created, like I said, Mike. And you wanted me just to start with the first one you sent me?
Let me see here. We've got, why don't we start with the, what do you got there? Is that the one that says,
one,
Donnie?
1A?
Well, it's actually, yeah, it's Morgan Pilot 1AC long
form. Yeah, go ahead and start with that one. I think that one's a decent
okay.
one.
Okay, cool. All right. Here we go.
Now, what you're hearing there is a voice obviously saying, Johnny, then you hear, damn, and then the S-H-I-T word. very clearly, and that wasn't any of us.
So let's play this one more time, all right?
Okay.
You guys have done, yeah, it's nice and loud. I'll bring
can
it up some more.
Hear it, though,
can you hear it? You can hear it okay,
yeah,
right, Mike?
All
right, cool. Let me bring that, let me just do this one more time. We'll listen to it one more time.
Oh, yeah.
You pulled some noise out of that, right, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not, yeah, there's a little bit of compression.
And now, did somebody say Johnny?
That wasn't one of us. That was actually an EVP.
That's it was crystal clear. And then the two adult words?
yeah.
Obviously, nobody said that. That's amazing, because I heard them.
And now, do you want to go on just to the next one on the list here, Mike?
Same
location, too.
The setup on this one is we had just gone into the Genie Room, as they call it, and Genie was a patient. And as you'll see if you buy the DVD or go to our website, deadwhisper.com, it's about just one patient who was mistreated there, and somebody took the files and did an art project and wrote all this stuff on the walls.
Mm.
And her name is really pronounced Jenny. And I corrected myself on this, and we and you can hear what happens. Go ahead.
All right, give me a listen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do that. Okay,
yeah.
I want to hear it one more time.
All right, we'll play it again.
It says thank you, because that was just the I cut off the beginning of that to make it shorter, but it said her name's really pronounced Jenny, but it's spelled Jeannie, and the voice says thank you.
Okay, let's play one more time. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Really? Wow. Yeah. I can hear what you're saying. Now,
yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's it. Jenny has is it her own room? Like the
it's the hydrotherapy room where they had the tubs and stuff. And somebody did an art project there, and it's on the internet. You can find it if you go to MantinoProject.com and read about it. But it just talks about one patient and about all the mistreatment that happened to that one patient because they found the patient files.
Wow!
And there's a lot about her. When we go and do the DVD, there's a lot of stuff Robbie picks up too. It's just is really amazing.
Excellent.
The next one we have here is called Heather.
Right, and this was also taken in the Genie Room, and I was basically just had my recorder running, and I said, and there's a girl here who did a project about Genie or Jenny, and then you got this.
Okay, let's give this one a listen. Okay, that was a little. I couldn't hear exactly what was going on.
Couldn't hear it as well. It's kind of like a hiss. It's like a Heather.
Yeah, it is.
Is that what you heard,
Doug? I heard it. It's about 3 or 4 seconds in.
Let me hear it again. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was it.
All right. Now that I know. Go ahead.
And I don't even think that was the girl's name who did the art project, so I have no idea who Heather is, but it almost very clearly says Heather. You know.
Let me hear that one more time, Mike. I just want to hear it again. Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, all right. I hear that. I hear that now, Mike.
It's in there.
Yeah,
I mean, that's on the recording.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. The next one I've got is really clear, and it almost sounds like a live person, but it's not. I mean, it's that clear.
This is Morgan 2, Biff.
Just like that. Long form, just like that. The
yeah.
Right
okay.
Yeah.
That's what we got. All right. Cool.
Okay.
You want me to play it?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Whoa!
Oh man, I heard that.
I
want
to hear that again.
All right. Let's play it again.
She sounds kind of sexy, Mike.
Yeah,
I'm telling you. The wetter I feel cleaned. I mean,
she didn't say cleaned. But definitely, I definitely hear the,
yeah,
the
man,
voice,
I wanna play that.
And it's a girl, and wow.
I want to play that again. Yeah, I want to play it again.
Okay.
That's
really
like,
clear. That's really clear.
It sounds almost like, I mean, this is amazing because it sounds like, you know, there's two people having a conversation, right? They're talking, and then it sounds like you turn the channel or something on a radio station and you get another conversation going on because I hear the wetter I feel. I mean, it's just like right there. It's just, it's clear as the voices of the people. So I take it the wetter I feel was not said by those people in the room.
Well, Mike,
it wasn't said by anybody, and it wouldn't even make any sense for anybody to say that anyway.
Right.
Why would anybody say the wetter I feel?
But,
it doesn't make any sense, you know?
It's as clear as if you went from, you know, Channel 4 News to Channel 7 News, and they're talking about something else, but it's this, you know, different voice, but it's that clear that it's like, oop, you know.
Oh, what I'm liking here, too, Mike, is you're leaving these clips nice and long also. You're leaving these clips nice and long. We've been getting, I mean, and I love any of the work people do, but you're giving these things some breathing room on each side so you can hear what's going on in whatever the scenario is, right? Whatever you recorded, obviously. So it gives you a chance to really figure out what's going on with these clips. I really like the way it's done. It's obvious you're pulling noise out of these things. And are you amplifying the sections where the voices come through? It sounds like
Cool. I'm using a program called Adobe Audition, which is a really, really cool program.
Great piece of software. We have that also, so we know. The next one.
Why don't we switch over to Pilot Rico D's file?
Yeah. All right.
We're not going to have time to play everything. There's just so many. I'm planning on getting these up on the website, especially the ones that didn't make it on the video, because we only put a few of them on the video. But click on that one that says Norma Jean. I want to break it off.
Okay.
That's just an amazing one.
We have that. We have it queued up. Here we go.
Okay.
Okay, my ears are going to heck. I'm going to listen to it again.
I can't even hear it. I don't know what's wrong with that one.
Well, you know approximately where it's at in that clip, Mike?
I can't even hear it over the phone. I don't know why it's coming through so faint.
Oh, we haven't changed anything. That's weird.
I don't know why. Maybe I did something to it and I didn't realize it. Let's skip over that one since we're having technical difficulties.
Okay, all right.
It says there's one that says, check closer, we're up in the attic. And there's actually a guy who Robbie had picked up had been in the attic and had stashed drugs. They his name was Stashi or something. And this is something else that's on the video, and you'll hear about this. But
this is the last
we got up here. Mm-hmm. When we're looking around, says check and then closer. Very clear.
Okay, that's the very last one. All right.
Let's
listen to this one. Wow.
It's in there, and it is clear.
Very plain.
Do it again. I want to hear it again.
Yeah, you can hear that. It's actually in between that person talking. You hear him say, check, and then there's like, it sounds like, let's listen. I want to listen to it again. I want to hear that. Yeah, that cuts right through, Mike.
Oh, yeah, it's right through Michael talking. He was talking about and I just left the recorder running as we were up there investigating, and this is what came right over his voice. And we find that sometimes, too, with EVP, that they almost use the amplification of your voice and kind of travel with those vocal waves and use that somehow to create the EVP. One more I want to play. Go back up to the other file and do the Tippecanoe flash of light, leave room.
Okay,
cool.
let me see here. Okay, yeah, all right. Let me do a little playing around with the computer here. Wow, look at us. Look at me work.
Oh, you are a master.
Am I slick?
Go, Scott. Go,
am I,
Scott.
That's not the first time I've heard that before.
It is from me.
All right, so you said the one flash of light, Mike?
Yeah.
All right. Let's play this one.
I just saw a flash of light. Where'd you see that, Michael? Right across the wall of the...
All right, I heard something in the original. It sounds like you repeated it at the end. You clipped it and repeated it at the end where there was the voice was at.
No, now what happened, the setup on this one, we're at the Tippecanoe place in South Bend, which is maybe a place you should have checked out.
I should
and
have.
It's a really cool restaurant. And up in the upstairs in the nursery room, we're sitting in the dark filming, and Michael notices he sees a flash of light that is shot across from the fireplace to the doorway. And as he, you hear him notice this, but even before he talks, you hear a very, very faint woman's voice say, "Leave the room." And then you hear, "Leave."
I heard that in the first.
I heard that, but I thought that was someone talking.
And then after he says, "I just saw a flash of light," you hear the woman's voice again say, "Leave room." It sounds like she's saying, "Leave the room."
Mm-hmm.
But listen right after, especially Michael talks. That's the loudest part you get her in.
I swear I thought that was somebody talking. Go ahead. I want to hear it again.
I just saw a flash of light. Where'd you see that, Michael? Right across the wall of the...
She's there, man.
She's in there, and she's talking, and I just thought it was somebody...
Just talking?
Asking a question, being in...
It's so clear. And, you know, we had one girl in the room with us. It was Michelle, who was very good. But it was not her. In fact, like 30 seconds later, you hear her comment, and it's not her voice. This is not Michelle talking.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't, again, there's no explanation for it, and it just so happened when we got that flash of light in the room.
Wow. Very interesting. There's another one here from there. Do you want us to play this one, too?
Yeah, this one is, it's adults in the first part of it. He says the
oh,
blank
maybe
word.
We shouldn't.
But, it's almost like he says, I don't know. It's not really the F word itself. You'll hear it. But if you want to play it, and then it's not that clear with that part of it. And then it says, then you go. It was the last EVP of the night. We're packing up to leave, and I had this deep desire to go into the master bedroom there at Tippecanoe Place and do a quick recording.
Okay.
And in doing so, I kind of got told off by the ghost. I said, "I've only got a minute, so if you want to say something," and you hear this voice say, "then you go." And then it's really faint afterwards, and I doubt it we'll be able to hear it over the air. It says, "Then you go make your movies."
Well, you're going to have all these up on your site, you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, cool. People will be able to go to your site and download these ones we're playing around. Let's play this one, though.
Yes.
Let's give this one a listen. I hear that phrasing of "then you go." I hear that.
Yeah, I heard "then you go."
I tried to enhance the end of that and so you can hear it easier, mm-hmm. but right after he says "then you go," it says "then you go make movies."
That's kind of creepy.
Because he saw the cameras. The ghosts, actually, they must have recognized the cameras because it's really faint, but it sounds like he's saying, "then go make your movies."
That's what it sounds like. It really does. But tons of it, like I said a second ago, you're going to have these. I mean, these may be kind of hard to hear in the archives or whatever, but just keep in mind if you go to www.indianaghost.org, Mike's going to have these up here for you guys to download, too. So definitely check out the site. Mike, we need to go to break, unfortunately, but thank you for coming on the show.
Oh definitely. And the Dead Whisper pilot project, best of luck with
best
that.
Best of luck.
Oh, thank you. And everybody go to the site. You could check out previews of it. And the Mystic Indiana video just came out on DVD.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody who wants to check out our other video that we've done is will be available off the website.
Okay.
And I thank you guys for having me on.
It's always a pleasure to have you on, Mike. Yeah. You're a true friend of the show, and we're going to see you in November, too.
Awesome.
Hang on the line for 1 second, Mike. We're going to go to break. Guys, this is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And coming up next,
of course,
Dr. Stephen Rourke. And I'm Doug.
And I'm Tony.
We'll be right back after this.